Good morning. I tell you what, again, it's good to be in God's house, even if it's 20 below or if it's 90 degrees outside. Amen. It's always good to be in God's house. Praise the Lord. I am so thankful that the God we serve is still in the saving business. Are you not? You know, I have heard within the last week, Sarah called me the other night, and Ruby, and she let Ruby wanted to talk to me. And she got on the phone. She said, "Pastor Dave," and she said, "I got saved last night. You want to talk about doing somebody's heart good? You know what? You want to talk about just blessing me beyond measure?" I was back in my little study back here, and when I was talking to her, and I just praised God after I hung up that phone for the fact that, you know what? It doesn't make no difference how old you are. Right? Chastity was saying last week that Maddie just got saved. And Renita had said that her daughter had just got saved. And you know what? Praise God. Listen to me. God is still saving. God is still touching the hearts of those that are young just as well as He touches the hearts of those that are old. Amen? I'll tell you, He wants to save. His hand is not short. It is not short when it comes to the saving, when it comes to saving people's lives and saving their hearts. And I thank God for that this morning. I'll tell you, I'm going to be over in Isaiah, the 26th chapter. If you want to turn there with me, I'm going to read a couple of verses, the 10th and 11th verse. Isaiah 26, 10 and 11. "Let favor be shewed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord." Verse 11. "Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them." Let me read that one part in verse 10. It gives, "Let favor be shewed to the wicked, yet," get this, "yet will he not learn righteousness." Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come again with thanksgiving. Lord, I come praising you this morning. I thank you, Lord, that Father, that for what you are doing, for what you have done, I want to praise you, Lord, this morning for the hearts that have made it out this way this morning, Lord, for the souls, Lord. I pray, Father, if there's anyone here this morning, that Father, I pray that doesn't know you this morning as their Savior, I pray today. Today is the day of salvation. Today would be the day to come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. How many times have you heard or seen people that just will deliberately just not heed the warning signs, not heed anything that's going on in their life? I tell you, how many times, listen, let me ask you this. How many times have you heard of someone, especially maybe the elderly, say it's hard to drive at night? Have you ever heard that? Night blindness. Have you ever heard of that? The darkness seems to overpower their vision. It seems to do so. The headlights on their vehicles, you know what, is never strong enough to make up for what's going on in their lives, right? Amen. It just doesn't do it. The years can make a difference in our ability, right? I understand that. I'm not trying to put that down. Then see things well when it comes to darkness. Weather conditions can also make a difference in this also. They can do that also. Or how about on bad weather days like heavy rain and snow and wind like we had yesterday, how that it seems like the people will not slow down. You know what? They keep right on going. You know what? They're running fast on these slick roads. And this is not about this. Don't get me wrong. I've got a point. Just bear with Dave Long, all right? Just bear with me. You know what? You can't see very well at night, and whenever the roads get wet and the weather conditions are bad, it makes it just that much worse, right? The state could put up as many warning signs as they want. You ever see the big digital one up between Mineral Wells and Camden Avenue up in Parkersburg? You know, icy conditions reduce speed accordingly, or however it says it up there. Or you can have the signs that are permanent along the side of the road that will tell you that it is slippery when wet, or that the bridge surface freezes before the road surface, right? All these things are out there. And as a matter of fact, you can get all kind of warnings on the radio. You can get all kind of warnings on the television. You can get warnings on your phone. My wife got a warning, like most of you did yesterday, about Jackson County, how bad it was. But you know what? It will not do anybody any good if they do not heed the warnings. Am I right? It doesn't do a bit of good. If you see that the road conditions are bad, and it tells you and keeps telling you that, and yet you keep right on going as fast as the conditions are whenever they're dry, it's not going to do you any good. It will not do you any good if you don't mind warning. We will see people driving just as fast. I do it. I go to work. When I go to work some mornings on my way to work, and I leave out of the house sometimes, it's around 25 after 5 is what time I leave my house, and I have to drive up to Parkersburg, and on bad mornings I'll even leave earlier than that, and there will be people fly around me like it is dry out. There have been times, and I've heard Craig say this, I've heard there have been times I went on up the road and they'd be up there in the medium or they'd be up along the side of the road. But that's not the whole point. And you hear, and their thinking may be this, I have a big four-wheel drive truck, or I have an all-wheel drive truck, or I have a front-wheel drive truck. And you know what? As far as they're concerned, you know what? I can handle the situation because of what I'm driving and what I'm doing. I can handle it. You know what? All too many times when we see the bad weather conditions and whenever there's a wreck, what is the major cause of the accident? It's because of speed being involved. Am I right? Whatever they say, because they're going too fast for the conditions. You see someone either not hearing the warnings or they just don't even care about those warnings. You know what? What happens? That can end up bringing heartache and it can end up bringing pain to them and to their families. We wasn't too long ago, they're out here around Thanksgiving. You remember that there was a wreck out here on the interstate and 5 people lost their lives. It was right, I think it was like around December 6th. They were coming up from Charleston going to a football game up in Willing. And they wrecked out on the interstate. And if you remember that morning, I remember that the roads were extremely wet. And they said, and whenever I heard what happened, some of the things said that there was a possibility that speed was involved. And I never did hear no more after that. But anyway, 5 souls lost their lives that morning because either they didn't know the warnings or they didn't heed to the warnings. And folks, I want to tell you something here this morning. That is just the same today. It is just the same today as what I'm doing. Yet it's exactly the same conditions we live in when we ignore what God is trying to tell us. Amen? The same exact conditions. I can stand up here and I can preach to you and all these people can teach to you and we can take it, but if you do not heed the warnings of what is being tried to be preached and what God is trying to get across, it will never do you any good. It will not do you any good. They hear the warning after warning, yet they choose not to listen. They choose not to listen. We are creatures that are filled with pride and self-reliance. As creatures, we are, amen, am I right? We are creatures that are filled that way. We are filled that way. And all too often, absolute disregard for God's will and God's word is what brings us to the point where we end up in spiritual blindness, and we are no different. No different than those people who deliberately do not mind the warning signs and the warnings whenever they try to drive fast or drive in conditions way too fast whenever they're out on slick road. We're no different than that. Whenever you constantly hear the warnings, warning after warning after warning, and then you let it go. Isaiah 28, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness in the land, listen to this, in the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. When grace is shown to the wicked, when grace is shown to them, they do not learn righteousness. I said this the other day, and I believe this. You cannot legislate morality. You cannot do that. As much as we try, listen, I am all for the laws against all the stuff that we stand up for as Christians. Believe you me, I am. But when it gets right down to it, when it gets right down to the nitty-gritty of it, the soul is what counts. And the only thing that can change that soul, the only thing that can do it, is Jesus Christ coming into it and saving that soul. That's the only thing that can do it. We talk about the homosexuals and about going out against their marriage. And I don't think that they should marry. I'll be the first one to stand up and say it. I believe it's an abomination against what God has in store. But listen to me. You're not going to change their hearts. Jesus Christ is the only one that can change that. Jesus Christ is the only one. Listen, we can talk all we want to about getting God back into school. We can have all kinds of laws, and I am for that. I wish that we could do that. But I'm here to tell you, the thing that will get God back in school more than anything is to have the people that are coming to the schools and in those schools having God in their heart. That will get God back into the schools. I'll tell you what, and I could go on and on and on and preach about all the stuff that morality, and it is, this country has gone so far to the opposite direction. Yes, we need to turn back to God, but listen to me, we cannot legislate that. There has to be revival in this country. There has to be revival in this world, and unless revival comes, the hearts of this country and what's going on in this country will not change. It will not change. You listen to me. John 1:5 tells us, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I'm going to tell you what. We are the light of the world. The ones that are Christians are the light of the world. Our light needs to shine out there for this lost and this dying world to see. And listen to me. If our light shines that the world can see, we can draw that Jesus Christ would be lifted up. He will draw all men unto Him. Listen to me, folks. I tell you, and that's what I got to think about. We tell all the warnings. We tell people, listen to me. How many times have we talked to people? How many times? Listen, do you realize that everybody has a lifeboat in their driveway? Has a boat to get into? Has a boat that will save them to get in? And that boat is Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? Everybody has the opportunity to have it. So why doesn't everybody take that opportunity? Because they heed, they go right through the warning signs, they keep right on going, they don't heed what we tell them. They don't heed what the Word of God says. Listen to me. When my Bible tells me that we have to have Jesus Christ as my personal Savior to be saved, and I preach that, and I teach that, and I tell that to people at work, and you tell it to people at work, and they go right on through the warning signs and don't pay attention. My Bible tells me that their blood is upon their own heads then, right? It's upon their own heads. Folks, we have got to understand beyond a shadow of a doubt. Let's keep doing what we do. Let's keep spreading the gospel. Let's keep preaching and showing Jesus Christ to the world. But folks, if they do not heed the warnings, there's nothing that we can do about it. Whether it's in my family, whether it's in your family, whether it's people we work with, whatever it may be. Folks, if we keep on preaching and teaching to them, letting them know that Jesus Christ is the only way, and they keep right on going. The warning signs are all around. The end times are here. It doesn't take a Bible scholar to show that. Am I right? I'm glad we talked about that a little bit this morning. Just reading the Bible will show us that we're in the end times. Listen in 1 Timothy 4:1-3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, it comes right out bluntly and says it, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Listen to me. My Bible tells me in the latter days, there will be a great falling away. What's he talking about falling away from? The church. Yes, the church that he bled and died for. The ones that he put a word on the cross for. Those people are going to fall away. Why? Because they're going right through the warning signs. It's right here. It said that, speaking of this brother, that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Folks, have you ever seen the like of that nowadays? I have seen it all over. And the doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their consciences seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Do you know the truth this morning? Is Jesus Christ in your heart? Is He there this morning? Do you know what the truth is? 2 Peter 3:3-5. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Oh, you don't know how many times I've heard that one. Oh, you know what? You Christians have been preaching Jesus Christ has been coming back for years. You Christians have said this. You Christians have said that. And the Bible plainly states, He said, and they're saying, where is the promise of His coming? Because these scoffers, it tells them, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. And that's what they are. And that's what they are. And they try to make it out like we don't know what we're talking about. I'm here to tell you this morning, I stand on God's Word, and I know that I know what I'm talking about this morning. I know that Jesus Christ saves, and I know that Jesus Christ is coming back again one of these days. Whatever they want to tell you, whatever they want you to believe, I'm going to tell you what, just throw it over your shoulder and go on about your business. Because you know what? There's times that you cannot. The scripture I read to you earlier there. There's time, no matter what you tell them, no matter what they say, no matter what warning you give them, they are not going to listen. For they are willingly, verse 5 tells us this, in 2 Peter, for they are willingly are ignorant of it. They are willingly. It isn't something that they're made to do. They're willingly doing it. They willingly do not want to understand it. Matthew 24, we was into that today, 4 and 8. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilence, and earthquakes in divers places, in different places, is what it's trying to say. Listen to me. Listen, if you cannot, did it take a Bible scholar? I am not one. To read to you, and to show you what scripture right here, and it tells us that we are in the last days. It doesn't take that. It just takes us getting into God's Word to know this, to look at it. And all these, and it says in verse 8, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. All that I read to you in Matthew is just the beginning. Just the beginning of sorrows. Listen, you think it's bad now? We live in a land, we have freedom. I understand that. We live in probably the best country in the world to be as Christians. Amen? We do. And I stand, I love this country. But I know this, that if we keep running through the warning signs, if we keep on going down the path we are and not listening to what God wants for us to do, it isn't going to be this way forever, I can tell you that. Just the beginning of sorrows. Just the beginning of heartache. Just the beginning of the things that's about to take place in this planet. I'll tell you what, that scares me in this aspect because there's so many of them out there that need Jesus Christ. The young, the old, that still have never accepted Him. I'm telling you right now, there are people sitting in churches today that do not know who Jesus Christ is as a personal Savior. Oh, preacher, you can't. I'm telling you, I feel it in my spirit. There are people that are sitting in church week after week and hear the gospel preached that do not know Jesus as their personal Savior. They do not know Him. I'll tell you what, the thing that Sarah told me the other night about Ruby. She said, whenever Ruby got saved, she said, Mom, she said, it just feels so good. She just bouncing all over the place. And just saying, I tell you what, you know that the Spirit of God has come into you. You know that it's in there. Why? Because you've passed from death unto life. You have love for the brethren. You can whip a sack full of wildcats, as Avery Gribble used to say. There's a difference. There's a difference. You'll know. You'll know. Now, what it means to have salvation in your life and just to know Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. The devil knows Jesus. The devil knows God. The devil knows. There's people sitting in church that know who Jesus is, but they don't know Jesus. There's people in church who know who God is, but they don't truly know who God is, the awesome God that we serve is. Matthew 24:12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh my. Tell me we do not see that today. What, we had another shooting yesterday over in Denmark? Where they went in and shot up a cafeteria over there, two different places? Listen, you don't think, we don't think we look around this country today, and you know what, we've been fortunate to this point? We've been fortunate to this point? I'm going to tell you. Button down the hatches because it's coming. It's coming. The warning signs are there. God tells me that it's going to wax worse and worse. And I'm telling you, there is going to be stuff like this going to happen over here. Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. If God Himself would put all these scriptures on an electronic billboard and just constantly scroll them across, I'm telling you, there are people that would drive right by it every day and not even give it a second glance half the time. They wouldn't even give it a second glance. I'm telling you right now, there are people that are sitting in churches and preachers are preaching their hearts out They're telling them that they need to be saved. They're telling them that they're lost. They're telling them they need the blood of Jesus Christ applied to their hearts, and they go right on. They go right on down the road. They keep right on going. They come to church once a week, maybe. They go right on down the road and saying to themselves, that's fine. That's fine. Someday. Listen, there may not be a someday. There may not be a someday. Do we understand that? Today, whenever Jesus Christ, whenever the Scripture says today is the day of salvation, today is the day of salvation. You may not have tomorrow. You might not have this afternoon. You may not have it. And you know what? People just keep on preaching, just keep on going about their merry way. You know what? People are still so blind that they couldn't or wouldn't see. Isaiah 59. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like people without eyes. At midday, we stumble, as if it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead. Do you get that? Among the strong, we are like the dead. That's why I tell you. That's why I said that this morning, the way I said it. And I honestly feel that there are people who are sitting in churches today that are lost. That are lost. Just like those who continue to drive, who continue to drive after night when they can barely see. They're like that. They're groping. They're going along trying to feel their way from here and there. For those who continue to drive fast on wet, bad roads. Just like that. The people who continue not to heed God's word. They continue to do that. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Proverbs 11:10, as the righteous tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil, now get this, for he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. To his own death. Keep right on going down. Keep right on going through the warning signs. Keep right on doing it. Don't pay attention to what God's Word has to say. Keep right on going, and then one of these days you will stand before a just God. And we all will. We will all give an account for the deeds that were done in this body. Amen? That's what the Bible says. That's not me. If you're lost and keep on ignoring the warning signs, it will cost you. It is going to cost you. And like the rich man in Luke 16, the rich man had said it also died. That's what it said. And it said that whenever he died, he lifted up his, it was buried in, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes. I'm telling you, that is not a parable. That is not a parable, as some like to make it out to be. That right there is not a parable. I believe with all my heart that that was real. And I believe Jesus Christ is trying to tell us that through it. He said, in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Go ahead, keep on ignoring the warning signs. Go right ahead with it. You know what? Because he was rich, it wasn't because he was rich that he lifted up his eyes in hell. Do you understand that? Do we understand? It's not every rich person is bound for hell because they are rich. That's all he tries to, the warning signs of being proud, of being uncaring, not seeking God, not trusting in him. I'm sure this man had heard God's word, right? I am sure that this man right here that lifted up his eyes in hell had heard God's word. Had heard it through the prophets. Had heard it through maybe the priests of that time. But you know what? Like so many, even so many today, they're not heeding God's word and they're running right on through the signs. Ezekiel 33:4-5. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Get that? He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Folks, if I warned you right now not to go over there and eat that spaghetti because there's something bad wrong with it, would you believe me? I would hope you would. If I knew for a fact that there was something wrong with it, I hope you just wouldn't run over there and eat it. But you know what? I think there are some people that, I'm going right over there and eat it. Right? Am I being honest with you this morning? Am I trying to get the point across to you this morning that, you know what? If the Word of God continues to warn you and you go right through it, Where do we stand? It says here that your blood's going to be upon your own head. That's what it tells me. I'll tell you what, praise God this morning. I'll tell you, we thank God. If you're lost and you continue to run right on through those warning signs, you know what? You're personally responsible for your own salvation. Romans 14, 11, and 12, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, every tongue shall confess to God, so that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. If you keep on ignoring these things, believe you me, you will give an account to God. And I will also one of these days. It will not be the church. It will not be the church's fault down the road. It will not be your mom or dad's fault. It's not going to be their friend's fault. It's not going to be anybody in this church's fault. It's going to be your fault. It's going to be your fault. And praise God, I'll tell you what, we need to stand. We need to stand and take account for our own responsibility. Ezekiel 18, 20, 21 tells it best. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of that he has committed, and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. It's telling us to heed the warnings, is what it's telling us. I'll tell you what, there are some that can barely see at night to drive. Like I told you, they call it night blindness. But folks, there are people out there today that cannot see either, spiritually speaking. They cannot see. And I hope and pray that, you know, we go out. As we go out and we talk to those that are in our families, our friends, and we continue to talk to them, continue to need to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Trying to set them. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, is hid, understand it. They do not want to try to understand it. Praise God. You know what? I believe in all my heart that we can get.